A trough is going to remain a dominant feature from southeast Queensland all the way across northern Australia and back down into western Australia. Across the remainder of the continent, we're looking at relatively benign conditions as we move through the weekend, although there is the potential of a few very light and isolated showers, but they're more likely to be fairly widespread, particularly through the southeast quarter of Queensland. The potential of thunderstorms and some of those could become severe. They'll extend up into the northwest of the state. We're also looking at a few showers about the northeastern tropical coast. For New South Wales, generally dry and sunny, apart from the northeastern corner. Now, the chances of showers and storms here are a little bit higher. Anything else about the central and the southern coast, very isolated and very patchy, but we will see partly cloudy conditions. Also a little bit cloudy on and south of the ranges in Victoria. There's the chance of an isolated coastal shower. These falls are going to be very light and patchy. Showers will be a little bit more widespread through the west of Tasmania, though. Generally through the central and the eastern parts of the state, we're looking relatively clear. For South Australia, also mostly dry, there's just a very slight chance of an isolated shower about the far southeastern coast. Could see an isolated thunderstorm about the far northwest corner as well. That's in association with the band of storms pretty much anywhere through the inland of Western Australia, reaching all the way down towards the south coast, but it'll be dry about the west coast. Showers and storms anywhere through the northern and western parts of the territory. More likely, though, through the northwest.